How'd you know if Jay got sick?
Well, that's a good question. We were both young bluegrass followers, bluegrass and folk music. And I was living, I'm from New Jersey, is where I was born. And Jerry was from San Francisco. And we were both approximately the same age, and we got interested in approximately the same music at the same time. And we actually met, we had kind of heard about each other because there were little pocket, little groups of kindred spirits who were into this kind of music back in the early 60s. It wasn't very, I mean, it's still not very popular, but it was really not very popular, especially in urban areas, which we were from. We were kind of one of the first generations of urban kids to get interested in rural music. But anyhow, we met in a place called Sunset Park in West Grove, Pennsylvania. In 1964, we were both there to hear Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, and his Bluegrass Boys. And this was like an outdoor park where they had, you know, wooden benches, and probably no more than about 150 people there. And that's where you had to go to hear bluegrass, whether you lived in New Jersey or California. Jerry was on a little pilgrimage back to the East Coast to hear this kind of music in its natural habitat. There were bands out in California, but they were primarily mostly California people, and the primary bands were all from, like, Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt. They were from Tennessee and North Carolina and Kentucky. That's where Bill Monroe's from, and Virginia. Those are South Carolina. That's where this music really had a stronghold, and they'd kind of, this was the southern part of Pennsylvania, right near the Maryland border, which was starting to get into that territory. You had to go where the music was, you know, back then. There was about 3 LP records of bluegrass available in 1960. 3 of them, and they weren't in Passaic, New Jersey. when I went to the record store, I had to order them. And I had a little radio that I had held together with rubber bands, and I was able to tune in WWVA, which broadcast from Wheeling, West Virginia, every Saturday night. And I could also get WCKY from Cincinnati, Kentucky, Cincinnati, Ohio. And that's where I would hear a lot of this music.